is called The American Dream. The egg cracked open with so awful a clatter that nature ran over to check on the matter. Something was struggling to escape, almost stuck, covered with egg and glop, yellowish goo and guck. The ugliest, dirty gray, green bluish, two-legged wobbler finally fell out over calcium shards, a web-footed hobbler, so ugly that all averted their eyes, trying not to look horrified, but not succeeding. And so he lifted his sticky wing, covered up his slimy head, and left his cool, congealing bed. Meanwhile, nearby, at a popular watering spot, the puddle, they were flapping and squawking about some kind of trouble. Apparently, the latest hatch was turning the place into a mess. Talking back, sleeping in, skipping school, playing chess, turning their horrible music up, not doing their chores, having eggs too soon, always wanting more, more, more. Time to call an expert in. And actually, someone had just come to town who said this problem was nothing new, just the same sort of stew that had ensued in other towns before he came and tried something new. A summer band with spiffy uniforms and caps, and instruments so shiny they could make you blind, like polished shields coming toward you with the sunshine at your back, while your ears would thrill to hear their sound resounding all around. Ah, the picture he painted was so sweet. But how much, and when? Details for discussion. But now we must start, before it's too late. And then, the summer flew by, the parade day came, and the skeptics came out for what indubitably, and also most assuredly, and also without any doubt, was going to be a debacle. But glory be, their ears were filled with music that sounded like angels were buzzing the clarinet's reeds, trilling the tunes on the glittering flutes, tooting hoots on the tubas, and pushing and pulling on lots of trombones. But who was playing that solo fanfare? So hauntingly beautiful, it seemed to come out of nowhere. Could it be? Is it? Here he comes, through mysterious, poetic sorcery, the whitest and brightest, playing his song, the ugly duckling, trumpeter swan.